It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam. Now, MG, last weekend, as we head into round 13 and we get ready for this game between the Sharks and the Eels, Netstrata Jubilee Stadium, Sunday, 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
The Sharks, the scoreline 36-26, the win over the Broncos, doesn't tell the full story because they left it late. They left it very late.
I don't think they'll think there was any dramas whatsoever. That was their plan all along, I reckon.
All right. Well, you think they didn't. I think they did. Let's ask a man who was involved and who celebrated a fantastic milestone in his career in the win. It is the man who played his 200th game, Aaron Woods. G'day, Woodsy.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Well, we're fantastic, Woodsy. As are the Sharkies at the minute. Just doing what they have to do. You're nicely snug in there at sixth position and travelling along beautifully. This game against the Eels on Sunday should be a ripper.
Yeah, like you said, MG, mate, we're just slowly building. We didn't start off well. We're 0-3. So we had a bit of catching up to do after the old COVID break. But, look, mate, I think we've won six out of our last seven. And like you said, each week is just building. And last week was a really tough game against Brisbane. A lot of people sort of said, that's an easy game, but we had quite a few injuries and a lot of our young blokes stepped up, which, gave a lot of the boys a lot of confidence that if we ever need them to fill a spot, they can do it now. So, and that leads us into Parramatta this weekend. So, what more of a game would you want to play, against the team that's coming second?
Well, it's been quite the coaching shuffles this round. Trent Robinson with young Flanagan, and now your coach, Johnny Morris. When I heard the team sheets on Tuesday, no Britton Okora. And I suppose when you see someone like Talakai going so well, that puts pressure on every bloke in the pack.
Yeah, definitely, MG. After the game, we sort of sat there and, we're getting Joshy Dugan back, we're getting Jesse Remy in, Matty Moreland's back. And I think Bobman was sitting there, was like, oh, we've got some tough decisions to make this week. And it's always harder after a loss as well, after a win, sorry. Your team has a good game and it's hard to drop someone, but mate, someone like Sifa Talakai on our side, we picked him up from nowhere. He was playing Newtown Jets last year, and wow, mate, he's definitely been our best player this year. Along with Royce Hunt, not many people have heard of those guys before the season, but mate, they've come in and they've just kicked the gear. And mate, I'm so happy that they're with us at the moment.
Well, a couple of things you mentioned there, Josh Dugan. He's like Michael Slater, stuck in the 90s at the moment. I'm not convinced he's playing his 200th until I see him run out there, Woodsy, because he was meant to play 2 weeks ago and then he was meant to play last week. Will he definitely play this weekend?
Look, mate, every week we try to get these little messages like, congratulations, 200. We're just holding it back this week. We might wait till captain's run or game day if we should pump up messages.
But, I think you're right.
Fingers crossed he's getting out there this week, mate. He's a great player to play with. I've played with him at club, rep level, state, everything. So, fingers crossed he gets out there, mate. He's going to get the train tomorrow.
Well, personally, Woodsy, 200 games. That's a magnificent milestone as a front rower. And now that you're a senior statesman of this pack, which is filled with you and Wado, you've got the likes of Brayley, Hamlin, Ueli.
Toby Rudolph.
You said Hunt, young Williams, Sorensen. The core is only young. What exactly does it mean to play 200 games in the NRL?
Oh, look, MG, if anyone knows me, I'm a massive rugby league nut. I watch every game every week, listen to all the shows, listen to you knuckleheads. mate, I can't get enough of it. And, mate, one game would have been enough for me, MG. Growing up, I grew up in Tigers territory, but I was actually a diehard Manly supporter. And, mate, just to get that one game early on with the West Tigers and then, to keep playing, it's just a privilege, I get to... My job is something I love doing. I love going to train every day. I love getting there nice and early, mucking around with the boys. Mm. And on the weekend, we get to play footy. And, my mates have got to work and then play footy. So, we do cop a fair bit of flack in the media, but who cares, man? I'm playing rugby league. I get to roll the socks up, put the boots on every weekend and, have a good time with my mates.
Hallelujah, brother.
The NRL's just taken that little snippet there and bottled it and they've sent it out to every young kid and every player who's complaining about conditions and all the rest of that. That's a fantastic attitude, Woodsy. Now, speaking of fantastic things, I want to drill down on your captain, Wade Graham. That short dropout late in that game against the Broncos... The three back-to-back efforts that, and you feel for Tommy Dearden, but for the Broncos supporters out there listening, but Wade Graham, the leadership he showed in that moment, even though you were behind at that point, I would watch that and I said, well, Sharks will win this.
Mate, I've got goosebumps now like just thinking about it, but look, honestly, he was the one that called short dropout. If you watch it, not many of the guys knew it was on, and he just chased his backside off, and I think... Off Ian Gower knocked it back, and then poor Tommy Deirdre just seen Wado and his headlights just coming right at him, and he had an air swing. So, and it was one of those moments, like, as soon as Wado got the ball, you just seen all the boys grow a leg, and then we just straight into our spots, and we got a try and backed it up with a couple more. But, you know, that wasn't the only one. He came up with a one-on-one rake just before half time, and then we scored straight after that. So, mate, Wado, the Bundy big play, mate. He came up with a few of
the Bundy big play.
He's a genius.
Okay, the Eels, big assignment. What's it going to take for you guys to knock over the table-topping Eels?
Oh, look, I think first and foremost, they're front row. You know, Brown, Junior Paulo, and mate, Campbell Gillard's been playing enormous this year. He's played a couple 80-minute games. So the first thing for us is to stop them three. And then you look at their two wingers, they did it like two front rowers come off the back fence again. So, look, we've got a really – I think the biggest thing for us is if we can control the ball, you know, early on in the season this year, our completion rates have been awful, and we just put ourselves under too much pressure. And that's the biggest thing we've sort of really tried to focus on in the last couple of months of footy is just controlling the footy and just making them make their tackles, because – these new rules with six agains, geez, the momentum of the game can just change just at the flick of the switch. So, we just got to make them tackle and just build pressure. And, mate, they're a quality side. There's not too many weaknesses in them. But, like I said, we just can't give the likes of Paulo Brown and Campbell Gillard free rein early on.
You talk about that forward battle, Woodsy. Toby Rudolph, tell me, give me some insight. He's a player that I love watching play, and strikes me that off the field he might be just as interesting.
Well, he lives with that. Doesn't he live with the guy
Liam
from,
Knight.
Liam Knight, Liam from South, yeah.
Mate, I'll tell you one thing about Rudolph, right? He came to the club, and so he came under the ACL, and it was when Wade did his ACL. He's an out-there character. He's a different human, but, mate, I'm telling you, like, so early on, we're training. It's just him and Wade in rehab together. And next thing you know, he's just driving Wado mad. Wado, this is going to be a fun out of time. Wado's like, mate, we've got to piss this bloke off. He's still beheaded. Yeah, I'm telling you, he's the first one you'd pick every week. He's one of the best blokes. He's one of the best characters to have in rugby league.
How good.
And he's the life of the party, whether it's you're doing nothing. Mate, he's honestly, I love the bloke.
Well, MJ, I'm excited.
He's got a bit of the young Woodsy in him, to be honest.
Because he's named at lock. And there's a bloke on the other side called Nathan Brown. Named at lock. Oh, I'm looking forward to this. Oh, yes.
They're both crackers. They've both got the old not much in 20 years, so it'll be good little battle.
Outstanding. Aaron Woods, again, we can't say congratulations enough on your 200th game last week.
Massive.
Most importantly, though, it was a win for your Sharks. You got a good run home and a real chance to be playing finals football again this year with the Cronulla football team. Woodsy, thank you as always for your time. Best of luck for Sunday.
No, thanks for having me, boys. Love it.